Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
First of all, thanks for not boycotting Georgia. We appreciate you rejoining us in the lineup here. What do you make of all this? You're a sports guy. If this were a football game, who has the momentum right now? The governor and his pushing back on this election reform legislation criticism, or the other side? Who's winning right now?
Well, I mean, the fact that they're calling it Jim Crow is such a low, inaccurate blow. It's like saying, well, I don't like this law. It must be made by the Nazis. No, it isn't. It's not Nazi. Jim Crow is a horrendous time in America's past. 1870, you want to go back to poll taxes? You want to go back to literacy tests? You want to go back to doing anything possible to keep minorities from voting? That's what Jim Crow is. For Joe Biden, who was hanging out with people that loved Jim Crow in the 1970s, to go out and say this, just slipshod off his hip and make those comments, is unbelievable. He started a boycott. I believe he wants back, but I cannot be sure, because you just moved a all-star game from Atlanta, which is 51% African-American, to Denver, which is 9% African-American. Denver, who hasn't had the game in 20 years, and Atlanta celebrating Hank Aaron this year and his tragic passing. I couldn't say tragic, but it's sad passing. Mm-hmm. And what a great human being he was, and one of the greatest baseball players you'll ever see or hear about. You know, this was the time to talk about that legacy with his passing. This is time to look back at 714 and 715, and now it's gone. And then, you know, we had the COO on of your Secretary of State in Georgia, and he said, I got up in the morning to find out that 8,000 hotel reservations have been canceled for July. Can you guys absorb that? After all the tourism industry has absorbed over the last year, now you have to deal with this? Totally unnecessary. I salute the PGA for leaving the Masters in Augusta. They should just stay out of this. And I'm just I'm sickened by all of it.
Brian Kilmeade again. The coveted 10 till noon slot starting Monday here on WGA. You referenced the Jim Crow era. Points to the fact that you are, in addition to being some guy that we see on TV and hear on the radio, you also are a student of history, several books on the subject. One of the things that occurs to me, and I want to get your thoughts on this, it seems that in so much of our conversations today, whatever the controversy happens to be on a given day, we often lack historical context. We have plowed some of this same ground before, haven't we?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I agree with Charles Barkley, what he said the other night on TNT. He said, most white people and black people are great people. These politicians are dividing us. We look back in our past and we got better. Let's be honest, we look back at Alexander the Great's era, we got better. Doesn't mean Alexander the Great didn't conquer a continent. You know, so you look back, we used to look back at a time and say, wow, you know, this is that. And we look at our generation and how we've changed. Women's not writing to, having to wait to the 20th century to have the right to vote is nothing to be proud of. But it's just part of world history. I mean, we make progress, but no one makes progress like America. No one does it from within like America. So we now all of a sudden we want to look back and we want to condemn ourselves. We used to get this attitude when we traveled that America thinks they're the greatest. You know, Americans walk around with a swagger, and it really ticks off Europeans and Eastern Europeans and, you know, Norwegians. Now we walk around going, yeah, sorry. Sorry about being a economic and military superpower. Sorry about what happened 225 years ago. We already know that. You know, in school, no one ever soft-pedaled the evil of slavery. No one ever soft-pedaled. If you ever watch Roots in 1976, America watched that. To the tune of $50 million a night and then repeated over and over again. It was horrendous. But can I add, it was happening on almost every continent in the world, and we fought a war to get rid of that? That used to be things we studied. Now it's things that we want to condemn ourselves and say, you know, we don't belong here. We need an apology. We need to write a check. It makes people just shake their head, throw up their hands, and say, I'm going to move to a state where people understand, where I can talk freely, where I'm not going to get condemned for things that I don't even have ancestors who were in this country at the time.
Brian Kilmeade, I know you get this kind of a question a lot. To put things into context here, you're not, I don't know, you're not putting a roof on a house. You're not laying asphalt. On the other hand, you're working quite a bit. You do Fox and Friends in the mornings and then the radio show. I just saw you last night covering for, I think it was Laura Ingraham on Fox. You're a pretty busy guy. How do you handle all this?
It's fun. You know, if someone says, you know, you could, if you have some free time, you know, you go work out, you stay fit, you find out what your family's doing. But if someone says, hey, we need you to go in front of the camera and talk to 1, 2, maybe 3 million people, how many people listening to us right now wouldn't say, sounds good to me? And my hope, and I think the question is a compliment, and I thank you for that, but my hope is people understand that I don't take one day for granted. You know, I can't believe how this show, the radio show, has grown since Tony Snow went to the White House and I was lucky enough to get it. And to go back on your station, to go back to the audience in Georgia. When I travel, I get a chance to meet everyone on these book tours, especially. And the minute I think that you start turning down opportunities to do things like host for Laura Ingraham or do the 7 o'clock show or fill in for Tucker, I think that's the minute you get in the beginning, in my opinion, the beginning of the end of you doing this job, because that means you're taking it for granted. And if I take it for granted, I just don't think I would have still been here.
Well, we will look forward to having you back with us on Monday again, 10 till noon, following my show on Monday. Brian Kilmeade, look forward to it. Thanks for your time this morning. Best of luck moving forward.
Thanks for having me on. And anytime you need or if you want any contribution, just give us a call.
Yeah, I got your phone number now. I'll use it. Thanks for your time today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.